Blog Talk Radio.
I got sent home from school one day with a shattered home life. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees, waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without an amen. It's a love without an amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without an amen. It's a love without an amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. And suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. They know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. Said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without an amen. It's a love without an amen.
Wrapping up his remarks, the first rally of a 24 campaign season, speaking before union workers in Philadelphia. Want to bring in NBC's Mike Memoli, who's standing by for us in Philadelphia with the president. Memoli, good to talk to you. The president just wrapping up his remarks there. What do we hear?
Well, Yasmin, you might still be able to see the president's behind me. He's in one of his favorite places, which is the rope line in one of his favorite cities in Philadelphia, speaking before one of his favorite types of crowds, the union crowd. And it's really giving his campaign the kind of kickoff we hadn't seen yet. It's been 2 months almost now since the president announced he was running for re-election. But in the time in between now and then, he's been mostly presidenting, and we know also dealing with that tough negotiation over the debt ceiling. And so this is the kind of opportunity for the president to speak now about what is going to be a core front and center issue for him, which is the economy, the economic accomplishments that he thinks he's racked up over the course of the last 2 years, but also presenting a choice to the voters in 2024 about an economy that, as he says, is about growing from the middle out and the bottom up versus a trickle-down economy that he says hasn't worked. Let's listen to part of what the president's message was here just in the last hour.
Hello, organized labor. Union labor. There's labor and there's union labor. Folks, it feels good to be home. Last week, every single environmental organization endorsed me. No. And this week, for the first time I'm aware of, the AFL-CIO endorsed this early, and every union as well. Because we're coming together.
So, yeah, it's been the big question around 2024.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Picka from Michigan, and I want to say happy Father's Day to all the dads and grandfathers out there. I hope you had a beautiful day.
Yes, indeed. Happy Father's Day. And I hope, you know, you're being pampered and spoiled out there for all the good fathers who step up to the plate and, you know, been the man that you're meant to be and taking care of your children. Some of us, you know, go out there and have children, 10 million children, and not take care of none of them. And it's up to the mothers to play both mother and father. So, you know, mad props to every father who step up to the plate and be a good father. And happy Juneteenth as well. Tomorrow is Juneteenth. It was the very last day that slavery was in America. So we're happy about that. Our celebrations all around. Tonight is season 5, episode 10, The Good Son versus the Bad Son. And it's June 18, 2023. Joe Biden has served America with dignity and respect for years. Through tragedy and painful loss, he soldiered through some hardships and became a stronger for it. Biden is a born leader who shows compassion and empathy. Donald Trump grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth. He has never had to work for anything in his life and acts like a deranged lunatic who is hell-bent on destroying everything America stands for. Trump lives in an alternate universe where truth doesn't exist. Two men with different personalities and leadership styles that are contrasting. One is humble and gracious, the other is self-centered narcissist and complete fool who doesn't know what he is doing. How has America changed between their presidencies? The contrast couldn't be more blinding as the two Americas clash culturally, socially, economically, and politically. Thanks for joining us tonight as we compare and contrast Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Call in, weigh in, tell us what you think, 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Turn off all background noises and be respectful to the host by not speaking over them and each other. Thanks for sharing across all social media and following us on Facebook. Be sure to check out our website. The website is www.kitchenpolitics123.com. This is Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show with me, David Franklin, and Laura Picka. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, Laurie, Joe Biden was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania recently, his first campaign.
Yes,
he's announced 2 months ago that he's running for re-election. And, you know, what do you think about it? What are the four takeaways you think Joe Biden had in that rally?
Well, first of all, he picked the union crowd, which was actually a really wonderful thing. And it's probably the best thing for him right now because of all the put into place to start with the infrastructure and to start rebuilding and green energy. And so these are all going to be high-paying union jobs. So he picked the right spot. He is the president for this. He is the man for the job this time. He has experience, wisdom. He's got a cool head. He's calm. And he doesn't take garbage. And I really believe that people are starting to see that because in Philly, those people were really excited for him to be there. And they showed their happiness by, you know, cheering him on and et cetera. So I really think that, you know, as much as we see, you know, the negativity of Trump and what it's doing to our country, Joe Biden is the contrast. I think we need to start really picking out the differences between the two and start with positivity and reasons why we need Joe Biden as our next as our president for 4 more years. That's
indeed,
what I have to say.
Yes, and indeed, he has helped the labor movement immensely. It could have fallen apart during the pandemic. But, you know, Joe Biden put things together and kept things together, unlike Donald Trump, who, you know, was insisting that people swallow that horse pill, deworming pill that killed a couple people. and inject themselves with Lysol and whatever else and all sorts of concoction, you know, that really could hurt people and everything. So Donald Trump is a loser, and I despise the man with every fiber of my being. And the labor group that Joe Biden has focused on throughout his career and a crowd he generally seems to enjoy interacting with, it was a wonderful rally. And, you know, the AFL-CIO endorsed him along with 17 other labor unions. So that's a first in presidential politics where through the gate, labor organizers and labor unions endorse the president or anybody for that matter. You know, and as Joe Biden said, we're coming together, and there was a chance of USA and go, Joe, go. And it was a captivating audience where, you know, everybody was pumped and, you know, just happy. Unlike, you know, when you compare a Trump rally to any other rally, it's like a Nazi rally, basically. It's filled with hate and contempt, you know. So, you know, Joe Biden is putting America first and moving America forward. And he told an embarrassed Republicans with the negotiations about not shutting down the government. So it's a win for Joe Biden all through. And I think he's going to, you know, have an even bigger victory if Donald Trump is a nominee for the Republicans this year. What do you think? If they do choose Donald Trump again, which I highly doubt they won't, if they have good sense, do you think that Trump can give him a run from his money, or do you think Trump would lose even bigger?
I think he's going to lose even bigger. You know, Joe Biden is focusing on the middle class. And we all know that the middle class is what fuels the country. It's what keeps the country going. Billionaires do not trickle down their money. You know, they don't do that at all. They just rebuy their stock and make themselves richer, where the middle class works and makes the economy grow. So there's a big difference there. And that's what Biden is all about. So if anyone is paying attention, you have to understand that it's the middle class, it's the working class, it's the people of this country that work every day, day in, day out, to sell products, make goods, you know, at the stores, supermarkets, anywhere, you know, the car industry. We can just go through it all, but I'm just saying that is what keeps this country strong and is going to make the country even better and bigger. And the unions are a huge part of it. I mean, even in Michigan, we had, when Snyder was governor, he was Republican, of course, and they took away the right to work. They made the right to work law where you didn't have to be in a union to work next to a union member, which is not right. And that has been reversed. So we have the strength of the union here in Michigan once again. So we just have to remember all things and understand that, you know, no matter what, not only Trump, but the Republicans are saying, they stand for nothing. They have shown us that they stand for nothing. They have not stood up to Trump. They don't have a plan. They don't care about health care. They don't care about Social Security. They don't care about Medicare. They only care about corporations and big business and tax breaks for the rich. That is it. That's their donors right there.
Exactly. And to preview the campaign's economic message, Bidenomics is different from the voodoo of Reaganomics, the trickle-down economic, where Joe Biden talked about investing in advanced technology, increasing semiconductor production and clean energy. He was credited for creating 13 million new jobs. He's talking about insourcing jobs, unlike outsourcing jobs, where manufacturing jobs are going to less developed countries who have no unions, who can pay 20 cents an hour for things made, hence the inferiority quality and quantity, I should say. You know, so when you keep jobs here and insource jobs here, more Americans have jobs. They're unionized and they get paid better. So across the board in most of the blue states, you'll have $15 an hour coming soon per hour as a minimum wage. I think it should be a little bit more, but hey, $15 is a good start and everything. And he's fighting the pharmaceuticals, big pharma, who was always there mm-hmm. to try to stop Democrats and block them in everything they do. But not this time, because the labor unions are so powerful. They're fighting back and helping Joe Biden. And, mm-hmm. you know, he wants to improve supply chain issues because of the COVID pandemic. That changed drastically. And he wants to invest more in research and development. And he pledged to end tax loopholes for wealthy people and businesses. So, you know, Joe Biden know what he's about and just putting his ducks in a row. And our job now is to elect him president, re-elect him president mm-hmm. in 2024, because none of the Republicans, Chris Christie, Asa Hutchins, Donald mm-hmm. Trump, that fascist from Florida, Ron DeSantis, none of them, mm-hmm. I could go through the list because there are so many of them, so much pretenders. None of them are qualified or presidential timber. So,
And the other thing we should remember is that the unemployment rate now is at a 50-year low, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Republicans love to say, oh, inflation. Yes, there was inflation after COVID. We all know that. But we also have mm-hmm. to understand how it works.
Yes,
how
indeed.
Corporations, what to charge.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that is what caused the inflation. That is what caused a lot of it. Some of the prices are coming down a little bit, but they mm-hmm. made big profits off of the working class, and they're making big money. So they can mm-hmm. talk about their inflation, but they caused the inflation that way. That's my way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yeah, man. So the number to call us, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening, is 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. And also make sure that you have all background sounds off, you know, because we don't want a terrible feedback for listeners viewing ourselves. So again, the number 515-605-9802 is the number you call. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Hello, Elaine. Are you there? Okay, I guess not. I lost Lori. I don't know what happened
Here.
But you here? Oh, okay.
I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, I thought Elaine was there, but I guess we got Elaine cut off for some reason. Ma'am. So, Joe Biden. He's in good. Yeah, go ahead.
The only thing I was going to say, and then we'll continue on, is that five of the largest corporations in this country to pay zero in federal tax with a $40 billion profit. There goes our deficit right there. If that
mm-hmm.
makes any sense to anyone. If they paid their fair
mm-hmm.
share in taxes, we wouldn't have the deficit problem. We wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's the
mm-hmm.
other thing that needs to be. And Republicans do not want to acknowledge that at all. They want
mm-hmm.
more tax
yeah.
cuts. Not mm-hmm. happening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And during Trump's presidency, they got a $2 trillion tax cut. So want more than they want than, you know, just like take and not give back. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Brandon Boyle, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, is a member of Biden's campaign advisory team, has argued that a good strategy ahead of the general election is, going out and meeting people and to tell the story of Joe Biden and, you know, how this country was flattened its back under Donald Trump. And, you know, the Congressional Budget Office was saying we wouldn't have a full recovery from COVID for another decade. But we've had that and even more since Joe Biden became president because he has rode the boat assured. And, you know, he has the one constant with Joe Biden is calmness. It's not the drama that was Donald Trump when he was president. Every other day,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was conflict. Every other day,
mm-hmm.
you know, when there were cabinet meetings or any live event, it was pathetic how his cabinet members and White House staff was paying homage to him, like, oh, Trump, you're the best, and I'm glad I'm working
mm-hmm.
for you. No president in history has ever done that. It's so disgusting what he did, you know. And during a 25-minute speech, in Pennsylvania. There was no mention of MAGA. You know, it just was totally focused on economic message and pledge to more for working families and working people and build a middle class. You know, so you know, Joe Biden have no time for MAGA Republicans because what they do is represent extremism and threaten the foundation of America. And, you know, I think America's past that now. Everybody's have Trump fatigue syndrome and ready to move on.
Yeah.
You know?
Better book.
Yeah.
And, you know, President Biden is doing the right thing by not talking about Trump, because if he does talk about him in any way, shape, or form, we know that we'll have to listen to the orange mango for a week, you know, with his rhetoric, you know, and I don't, I'm personally sick of it, and I am very happy that Joe Biden is not focused on him at all. He's not mentioned any of his indictments. He's not said a word about him, and that's a good strategy because, like you said, David, people are sick and tired of hearing this maniac talk every single day. We're just tired of it, and we need to go forward in this country and continue, you know, with everything that the Biden administration has put together. Now it's time that we finish the, as he says.
Yes, and I just want to divert for a moment and talk about the logs, the attendance logs at the White House when Trump was president still. It was, this was like a 2 weeks after the election, 2020 election, and White House logs show 10 House Republicans attended White House meetings and tried to put pressure on Mike Pence to change the outcome of the election. And it happened December 21st, 2020. The White House meeting focused on efforts to pressure former Vice President Pence to help overturn the 2020 elections. This was according to the January 6th committee. So the reason why this matter, the revelation underscores how deep the involvement of some lawmakers were in former President Trump's schemes to overturn the election, even after the Electoral College met to affirm President Biden's victory. Stephanie Murphy, she is a congresswoman from Florida, Democrat, said at a hearing, you know, that White House visitors log revealed 10 members who were physically in attendance. These congresspeople, I'm going to read them, Brian Babin from Texas, they're all Republicans, Andy Biggs from Arizona, Matt Gaetz, a.k.a. Rip McForehead from Florida, Louis Gohmert from Texas, Paul Gosar from Arizona, Andy Harris from Maryland, Jody Heiss from Georgia, Jim Jordan, of course, from Ohio, Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. So the former White House aide, Cassidy Hutchins, told the panel in closed-door testimony that members felt that Pence had authority to send electors back to the states. And Hutchinson noted that they dialed a few members over the course of that meeting. So, you know, a couple of members. Who were those members? The media didn't say. Was it Lauren Boebert? Was it Chip Roy from Texas?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who? Names have to be named. And these people brought to justice because what Special Prosecutor Jack Smith can do is link them to accessory of trying to overthrow democracy, you know, and trying to give Trump the election under bogus circumstances. So the committee unveiled multiple pieces of new evidence and a note on Trump's private schedule for the day at about 2 p.m. that day, a private meeting with Republican members of Congress in the Oval Office. Pence and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani were all in attendance. You know, so... can Jack Smith charge Trump again for this? And is Giuliani and Mark Meadows going to get charged for Georgia interference elections? I mean, they have so many options here. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, so what's your take on this?
Well, why the 10 names that you mentioned and then a couple of the rounds who can guess who they were, I think they are running scared because they know the closer Jack Smith gets to Trump, they're going to they're going to be in hot water, hot water, because mm-hmm. I feel that they had nothing to do with the insurrection. Either they knew about it and never, you know, reported it, or they helped plan it. They helped people, you know, go into the area and survey it and look at it, and you know, couple days before. I think that they were all involved. They knew about it, and now that is why they are so against, you know, Jack Smith and this indictment, because they're afraid. They're afraid, and they are acting like a bunch of their children, and they're not taking their job seriously because they know that they're in hot water. And I hope, and I hope that the trail leads to them, because if they're involved in the insurrection in any way, shape, or form, they need to be arrested, indicted, taken out of office, taken their benefits away, everything, gone, go to prison, because that is going against our democracy in our country, and we don't need that.
Exactly.
Absolutely don't.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, also voted by Republicans, what are dead. I mean, this is blatant, naked insurrection, and according to the Constitution, anybody take part in insurrection disqualify themselves from office. So hopefully Jack Smith do the due diligence and put these people in the place, even if it means removing them from Congress and ever running for political office again, because they don't deserve to be there. You know, Lauren Boebert, for example, one of the dumbest people in my life I've ever seen. Marjorie Toilet Greene, worse.
Yeah.
You know? America deserves better than this. And the only reason why Marjorie Taylor Greene ever won to be a member of Congress is because of gerrymandering the crap out of her District 19 in Georgia. And it's like a hillbilly hick place, according to, you know, friends who live in Georgia and everything. You know, so no matter what you do or what you say, you know, she could do or say anything, and the people still vote for her because it's a gerrymandered district. Lauren Boebert, on the other hand, she may be in a bit of trouble because the Democrat who ran against her is a former Navy vet, and he almost beat her last time. He got lost by just over 500 votes. And, you know, if it's supposed to be a solid red district, why did Lauren Boebert win by, you know, just like a nose hair, basically? You know, a lot of those races are out there going into 2024. So there's hope for Democrats to increase their seats and get a majority back. But, like I say, you know, all the Republicans running for the nomination in 2024, good luck to them, because when you meet Joe Biden in the fall of 2024, you're going to be blown out of the water. I can't wait for that to happen. A week is a lifetime in politics, but you know, Joe Biden have the momentum. He has the incumbency of the presidency. You know, so he has he has a bullet pulpit, the platform, which others don't have. So hope the people advising him do the right thing and advise him correctly. And no snap news. Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing. The other thing is, you were talking about the other candidates, and Chris Christie comes to mind. And I am not a Chris Christie fan by anything. I don't like him. But the only one that I have heard that is actually speaking the truth about Trump and calling him out and his family. His strategy is probably, you know, so he can get more of the Republican base at his feet, you know. But I don't think, because I don't think there's many people that like Chris Christie. You know, I mean, they just don't. I remember he did something. I think you know, David. I'm trying to remember when he was governor. Didn't he close a bridge or something, or a park?
Oh, yes. That was a bridge incident, or bridge gate, as people call it.
And, you know, that just showed you what kind of a person he was there. So, I mean, he can talk against Trump all he wants, and he can, you know, but he's just coming out of the woodwork now. Where has he been? you know, for all the years that Trump has been, you know, viewing his, and we're tired of it.
Yeah.
So you're right.
And for people who, are not familiar with it, what Chris Christie did was close the bridges, and, you know, he cleared the beaches for him to be by himself on the beach. You know, to use so many resources and everything and taxpayer money to do that. That's selfish, inconsiderate, and he should have been impeached as governor and removed as governor of New Jersey. But
that was Republican majority then.
That was so chicken shit for him to do. You know, who is he?
Yep.
He's nobody. You know, and I mean, this is a typical Republican behavior. Say one thing, act another way. You know, it's disgraceful. And Ike supposed to be turning his grave to what the Republican Party has turned into. You know?
Definitely.
So, yes, man. Okay, so remember, folks, when you call in, please say your first name, where you're calling from. Don't be shy. We won't bite. You know, we're friendly to everybody, whether liberal, conservative, left-wing, right-wing, communist, socialist, whomever. You're all welcome to come in, have a chat with us, hear your views, you know, talk about anything you want, you know, and I would love hearing from everybody, especially new people. And thank you to Europe, countries in Europe who listen to us. France, England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, the two Irelands, Romania, Russia. A lot of them, too much to name. You know, Indonesia.
I know, it's great.
To call them Indonesia. Yeah, so we find international listeners for tuning in and sharing and what have you. Number to call, 515-605-9802. And this is Kitchen Politics 123. And, okay, now, so the next topic we go on to before we do the comparison between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. What can we talk about? The comparison. You know, Ron DeSantis' access funding for Central Florida Flood Preservation, Black History Fest. Yeah, of course, DeSantis acting like the fascist that he is. And so Governor Ron DeSantis asked funding on Thursday for Central Florida's project to stop flooding during the next hurricane, strengthen government cybersecurity defenses, and celebrate Black History Month, and tackle gun violence. The governor nearly, the governor's nearly $500 million veto list include about $15.3 million in projects for Orange, Osceola, Lake, and Seminole counties. DeSantis defended his veto list as showing fiscal restraint in a $116.5 billion budget that makes historic investment in education, public safety, infrastructure, and the environment. Democrats, though, blasted DeSantis' veto decision. And I quote, this is from Rita Harris, state representative. She represents Orlando. She said, and I quote, unfortunately, many good projects that would have relieved Florida taxpayers with everything from good water mitigation to neighborhood resources centers were vetoed because the governor is disconnected from the need of average Floridians. Republican State Senator Joe Gruters also slammed DeSantis, saying that, the governor took it out of on Sarasota County because Gruters endorsed former President Trump in 2024 GOP primary. So again, DeSantis acting like a dictator, the things that's supposed to help Floridians, not really help them because he didn't get his own way in terms of getting endorsements from his fellow Republicans in Florida, and he's trying to stick it to the liberals, you know?
Yeah.
And in the process, Floridians suffer for it.
No, he is mean-spirited. There's no doubt about it. He has hate streak in him. There is some sort of undercurrent of anger in him. He's one of those people that if he smiles at you, it's a fake smile. That's the feeling that I get when I see him on television. He's got an evil streak in him. And, yeah, mean-spirited is the only other thing that I can feel from him. The veto included major projects to alleviate flooding in the Orlo Vista neighborhood in Orange County, the Midway community in Seminole, Kissimmee, Osceola County, and Winter Park. The governor axed money to bolster Sanford's cybersecurity defenses and fund a 1619 fest and a 5K race to celebrate Black history in Orlando. So he also acts that as well. So he's basically, he's more of a dictator than he is a governor. What do you think, David?
Yeah, he's a wannabe dictator.
In Florida, he's a dictator, though. I mean, think about everything, the don't say gay, the banning the books, you know, everything that this man has done. It's basically with the stroke of a pen, you know, because he has his legislature is all Republican as well, and they all kiss his butt. And if you don't kiss his butt, you see that you get axed, your funding gets axed. So that, to me, is a dictator. That's what he is.
Yeah, and you don't
and
get endorsed by him.
Yeah. And, you know, and I hope that people understand that if they think that DeSantis is any better than Trump, they are not. They're probably – DeSantis is smarter, but I think he's evil and has no heart. And Trump is stupid and narcissistic, and we don't even want to go into that part. But I think they're both garbage.
Yes, yes. And before we take this first call for the night, I want to give a shout-out to somebody special. She's running for school board at Albuquerque Public Schools in District 2. Her name is Ronalda Tome Warito, and she's been in education for years, and she's a dedicated professional. And since 2006, you know, her roles were in special education as an advocate and learning and development consultant at the University of Iowa in partnership with the Council of Parents, Attorneys, and Advocates, focusing on a wide range of serious issues such as increased awareness about educational shortcomings, inequalities, inequities, and service for children, students in need. And she believes passionately in special needs and giving special need kids all the, you know, the tools required to help them, you know, get a good education. So what happened now is that Ronalda Tome Warito, she's running, and the election is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. And I want to ask the listeners out there to donate to her campaign. It's secure.actblue.com/donate/Ronaldo-4APS-school-board-1. You know, or you could mail your checks to Ronaldo, number 4, Ronaldo 4 APS, Post Office Box 66467, Albuquerque, New Mexico, zip code 87120. We're going to have her on the show in the coming weeks and everything. And you know, on the Kitchen Politics 123 community page on Facebook, there is her. She had her story. She told us her story on one of those TED Talks. It was like 10 years ago, you know, and it's compelling. It's gripping. People should really go to or site on Facebook and listen to her. I pinned it to the top so everybody could see. She's Native American, Navajo Nation, and I want her to win. You know, she's a really good person, and she's going to be on the show sometime in the near future. So, again, her name, look her up, is Ronalda, R-O-N-A-L-D-A, Tome, T-O-M, is a hyphenated last name, T-O-M-E, hyphen, R-W-A-R-I-T-O, Ronalda Tome Warito, that's her name. School Board, District 2, Public Schools of Albuquerque. Hello, Susie. Welcome.
How are
Thanks
you
for
tonight?
Holding.
And
hi,
God bless that woman running for school board. God bless her. Because that is a dangerous job nowadays. I mean, the parents and they're nuts right now, and you're really risking your life. And maybe because she's in special ed, she'll know how to talk to the special parents.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that right. Absolutely.
You guys
right.
were yes, talking sir. About the orange one versus our wonderful President Biden. And
yes.
this week, all his, the orange monsters, chief of staff and, all, you know, head lawyer, attorney general, they're all coming out of the woodwork against him. Mm. He's got to be having
yes,
heart attacks. Bill Barr called the defense farcical, and you know what Christie said, a whole bunch of stuff. Bolton said that the indictment is devastating and will end Trump's political career. We can only hope. John Kelly, former chief of staff, said that Trump is scared shitless, and he has even been held, he's never been held accountable before.
Well, we know
and then,
that.
You know, we have Cheney, Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger, you know, they got killed because they were never Trumpers. So, yeah, the rest of the Republican Party, they're just a bunch of idiots.
Yep.
Pretty much. So, Joe Biden, do you think that any of the Republicans running currently for the nomination, I mean, take out Trump from the equation for a minute, do you think any of them has what it takes to beat Joe Biden in the fall of 2024, not even close?
Not when you come down to experience, how he handles people, how he knows how the government works. And all he's done, which they don't even talk about, infrastructure, oh, my God, you know, and after all the derailments, they're finally doing stuff, and he's been fighting to fix the railroads, and he's a railroad man. He rode them all the time. And what he did during COVID, helping people and schools and getting the virus vaccine out there and you know, all the masks and stuff that were made in China and were cut off, they're now made here. All kinds of things. I mean, he helped everybody, every from the top to the bottom. I mean, what did the other idiot do? Nothing. You know, like you said, inhale bleach or drink bleach or take horse pills. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was
right,
a moron.
Right.
You know, how can you compare
also,
the two? None. There's no comparison. I mean, it's too bad he's older, but there is no one so on the Republican side, that's for sure, that can compare it to him. He saved us.
You know,
and he saved us in the eyes of the world. I mean, we're dealing with crazy China right now and insane Russia, and he's the only one that can do that.
Yes, he has the experience to do that. He has the wisdom. And like I said,
and he knows
the show,
he's been there, done that.
Yes. And he, in my eyes, the situation that this country is in right now, so divided because of Trumpism, so divided, so polarized, so hateful, he brings a calm to it. He doesn't talk about it. He just wants to do his job, and you know the job that he was, you know, has worked for his whole life. You know, being vice president, being senator, and now he's president. And he has taken his job very seriously, and he is no baloney. He's not a baloney person. He just does his job, and he cares about the country. Mm-hmm. He has compassion. He has a heart.
Yes, the everyman. He's really compassionate about the everyman because that's where he came from. That's who he is.
And he's never, and he's also never, another thing I find very important, he's never forgotten his roots. And when you, you know, climb the ladder and you get to the top, and I would say he's to the top, you know, sometimes people forget their roots. And, you know, they forget, you know, the people down in the bottom that helped him get where he is and all the sacrifices that other people have made as well for him to be where he is. And, you know, if you forget your roots, you know, a lot of times you get lost. He's never forgotten his roots. He never has. He talks about them to this day. He talks about his father to this day. So that tells you something about his character as well.
Plus, DeSantis, or DeSatan, and the Orange Monster never talk about regular people, the working public.
No.
All they care about is their narcissistic power and making money and getting money. I mean, he's doing fundraising, what, to pay for his lawyers? Because he is going to be president again.
Yep.
And I just don't get it. There's no comparison.
There is no. And, you know, when someone talks about, Biden is too old, you know what? Yes, he's 80 years old. He's the oldest president that we've had. But he, like I said, he has the wisdom.
He's 78.
I thought he was 80.
Trump just turned 77, so big deal, right?
Okay, so really there's no difference in age. Start talking about age, then you throw it at him, say, well, Trump is a year or two younger, you know, and that's it. They're basically
and more
the same
dumb
age.
Than a doornail.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So
he can't even talk, you know,
about,
and I mean, he does these speeches. It's always about him. Like you said, Lori, they have no program. They have nothing. They just want to cut money to the poor. And Social Security, Medicare, they don't give a crap about anything else and cut regulations, which they've been doing left and right under Trump, the railroads for one, and the banks and all that. And they don't give a crap about the people. They wouldn't even, you know, talk about building bridges and roads that were built during Eisenhower's. He put the expressways in, and they haven't done squat to them since.
The
bridges are falling apart. What has the Orange Monster done for our country? What?
Nothing.
Nada. Zilch.
And what has the Republican Party done for us?
Trickle-down economics.
They
basically screwed the people.
All during Trump and since Biden's been in, they haven't come up with a health care program at all. They have nothing. So what
they
are people
no
voting for?
They have no plan for America's future. There's not.
I think the people who vote for them are racist like them and fear that there's a takeover of brown and black people. And, you know, by 2045, according to the Labor Board or Labor Department statistics, America will become a minority majority country. It's not 76% of white people who make up the majority, but by 2045, it's going to be different. So they're holding on to the last, you know, thing.
And it's all over Europe, too.
White
it's not just in the United States. It's all over. The world moves around. And it's a fact. So
evolving.
Get over it.
Constant evolving. In constant evolution. It's always evolving.
Yes.
So,
it always has
you know,
been.
I mean, so soon and pretty soon, the right wing nut jobs, and you know, especially the people in the Southern Bible Belt, you know, they're going to be a minority. And what are we going to know? Collective head explosion. That'd be good to watch, you know.
I agree.
How the Republican Party crumbling to pieces. And good for Chris Christie and Asa Hutchins, a former governor of Arkansas, for calling out Donald Trump and other Republican candidates who said, when they were asked the question, if you were elected president, would you pardon Trump? All of them except for Asa Hutchins and Chris Christie said no. You know, which is a good thing, you know? Mike Pence will not answer. This is a guy who Donald Trump and his supporters tried to murder on January 20th. January 6th. What the hell is happening? What's wrong with him?
Did you hear what he said today, Pence?
No.
He's against that church that have women ministers. He's for that church that kicked out the women ministers, you know, they were not part of the conference. So they excommunicated those church that have women running them, and he agrees with that. Besides abortion, non-abortion, anti-abortion, you know, all that.
Of course.
Wow.
He's an idiot. There's another dumbass.
Yes, he is.
He's alone.
It's just lunatics are candidates for the Republican Party these days. But go ahead, Lori. Moving on.
Let's do a couple comparisons, like Democrat and Republican parties. Let's see. Biden, of course, is pro-choice and abortion rights. Trump, you know, for right now, he is pro-life. Biden supports the DREAM Act and the path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, while Trump wants to deport all undocumented immigrants and build a wall on the Mexican border. Now, let's talk about that for a second. And the reason I'm going to bring it up is because in Florida, we know what DeSantis did with the immigrants that worked there. And he our produce picked, the construction going from, you know, building and repairing from the hurricane and working on farms and picking oranges and strawberries. Everything has basically, and it's not on the news, you have to actually look for it, and there are videos of people that have taken videos in the state of Florida, put them online, and the watermelons are rotting. There's no oranges being picked. Florida's economy is going to go to shit because pretty soon everything will be rotted. And they do a lot of exporting of it, right? And they're all gone. There is no one. And the farmers are going to go broke because they have no one to work for them now. So
and the construction jobs, they had nobody working. They were nobody there. And the truckers weren't bringing in the materials for those jobs because they were, you know, Mexican or whatever, drivers, and they boycotted them. I want to hear. The national news hasn't, broadcast from there. You don't know what he's doing on repairs from the hurricane either. You know, you haven't heard squat. He's running around.
Satan keeps his state pretty close tight. We know that. Because of COVID, he did the same thing with COVID, you know. And that woman that was reporting the cases, I mean, she got fired and plus. So we know what he's capable of doing. So he kind of hurt himself with this immigrant situation. And because they've all left and gone to other states where they can work. And why not? You know?
And we need them. You don't see high school kids picking fruit nowadays. Forget it.
No. Absolutely not. And so that's why DeSantis is not a good candidate to be a president. He doesn't even want immigrants, you know, migrants working in his own state. He basically made it illegal, you know? And we all know that's how we get our fruit and how we get our vegetables. We know how we get our stuff. It's because of them. And it's sad. It's just sad.
Yeah,
and the genius goes after Disney top of that.
Yeah, but before we go and touch on to Disney, the thing is with DeSantis, even though he signed that bill into law where it outlaws, makes it a federal offense, a felony, employ undocumented workers. I refuse to call them illegal immigrants. Nobody's illegal in the world. Undocumented immigrants. And so that has destroyed the citrus industry. It has destroyed the construction industry. And it's like a wasteland down there in South Florida and other places in Florida where the hurricanes strike. You know?
Yeah.
And the more and more people learn about Ron DeSantis, when I say people, I mean in red states who are looking at different prospects, so who can be the nominee in case Trump goes to prison where he belongs. You know, the more and more they learn about Ron DeSantis, the more and more they hate his guts. You know, So, but then again, yeah. Some people get off on how cruel Ron DeSantis is. And this is the type of people that support the Republican Party. Cruel, unusual, sadistic, maniacal, fascists. That's who they are. You know, and we cannot allow people like these to run for federal office, nor statewide, or school board especially. We're going to have that wonderful woman, Ronalda Tomei-Warito, on a show soon. Mm-hmm. She's running for school board District 2 in Albuquerque Public Schools. We have to stop them on every level. These people are crazy, maniacal, sick bastards that need to be stopped. Yep. You know, imagine in Texas, you have history books that's saying, you know, the black people came over from Africa as guests. You know, in the actual book, what the hell? Yeah. No, they're
beaten and dragged
and chained up.
What did they say the Indians got here, huh? The
American Indians. The trail of broken tears. I don't remember what you call it, but some tears are broken something.
The trail of tears.
Yeah, the trail of tears.
Because they dragged them out of their... put them on the reservations. They dragged them out of their communities, and they did all kinds of horrible things.
It
was their country. We invaded.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
But that's not
Native Americans
books,
have gone through hell.
Florida.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you want to live in Florida with all the bad weather and then you cannot even get insurance to protect your home anymore? There's no such thing as flood or hurricane insurance anymore. You only get insured maybe if you get burned down. Plus, you don't hear a word on the news, national news, ABC, CBS, PBS, about Florida. Because he shut down the news completely. He will not let anybody broadcast from there.
He's
no a dictator.
So think about that as a presidential candidate. Somebody that has done what he's done to Florida. Think what he can do to the country. That
horrible.
Is really sickening to think about. Let's continue on a little bit. Let's see. Oh, okay. So we just now talked about the immigrants and to build a wall at the Mexican border. Well, you know, that to me is insane. But the next thing is that Biden wants to expand gun control legislation, and Trump does not. Biden wants to raise taxes on companies and high-income households, while the Trump administration cuts taxes for individuals in all income brackets, as well as corporations. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. Now, President Biden talks about raising taxes on high-income households, he's talking about $400,000 a year and up is what he's talking about. You know, if you're making $400,000 a year plus, you're doing okay. You really are doing okay. So, I don't see anything wrong with that. I really don't.
Yes.
But cutting taxes
and in terms of
for the corporate. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lori. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and, you know, to have to constantly battle because they want to constantly cut taxes to these wealthy, you know, these wealthy corporations, trillions of dollars that does not go into the economy. It's not right. It's just not right. And your time has to end. It has to end. And that's why we need why we need Democrats in the House, the Senate, and the presidency to set this country straight.
Yeah, and down at school board level and councilman, councilwoman, and all levels because Republicans were putting it apart. And gun control, I hate that topic. I'm so tired of the goddamn topic.
Yep.
But we need to talk about it. Where Democrats and Joe Biden are for red flag laws, and Lauren Boebert was saying, oh, it's against the Second Amendment. You can shove that Second Amendment up your butt. We don't care about you, Lauren Boebert. You're a fool. You know, there was a shooting recently, you're telling me. Was it in Chicago where 40 people got shot?
I can look at. Yes, there was actually, I think there was actually 3 mass shootings this weekend.
Yeah, there were.
Was it a Juneteenth? Let me see if I can find the article. I think it was, wait, I sent it to you, David. You have it.
Let me find it.
One was in Chicago. Here it is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago shooting. At least 41 were shot. 5 were killed.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekend gun across the city, police say.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, at least 41 people have been shot. 5 mm-hmm. fatally.
Mm-hmm.
Shootings across mm-hmm. Chicago this week. 6 people were shot.
Mm-hmm.
1 fatally in the city's south side on Sunday evening. The Chicago Fire
mm-hmm.
Department said the shooting happened in a Fernwood neighborhood. 1 person died at the scene. 4 men were shot, 1 fatally in Austin neighborhood early Sunday, just before 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just goes on and on. And this is a weekly thing. Just a weekly
mm-hmm.
mass shootings every single week. And the Republicans do not want to strengthen our gun control laws. They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
They want their Second Amendment rights. Well, you know what? People, we want our pro-choice on abortion rights as well. So you know what?
Mm-hmm.
So that. I'm just tired of hearing the same old garbage all the time
mm-hmm.
from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's time that we get red flag laws like they have done in Michigan, and they have strengthened some
mm-hmm.
of the, you know, the gun. I want AR-15s banned. Assault rifle
mm-hmm.
banned. I would like
mm-hmm.
them not to be manufactured anymore, just not sold in
mm-hmm.
the country. I don't know if
mm-hmm.
that's a possibility, but wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, they're weapons of war. And when Bill Clinton was in there in 1996, he cut a deal with Republicans,
mm-hmm.
and crime
yeah.
and violent shootings went down by a drastic number, 43%. You know, and as soon
mm-hmm.
as it expired, it went back up. Look what the Texas governor... Yeah, 239% it fell by. Look what's happening in Texas now. With that god awful governor
mm-hmm.
Greg Abbott, where
mm-hmm.
you know the concealed carry law, you know that's going to lead to more shooting and more violence. It already
mm-hmm.
has, you know, compared to New Mexico, which new gun laws has
mm-hmm.
can't come in, which is a good thing for a state,
mm-hmm.
you know. So. The Republicans don't have a clue in what they're doing. They don't know how to govern, and they're just got off
mm-hmm.
of people who has no business in office on any level. You know, so a next comparison, pro-choice on abortion rights, Joe Biden compared to pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Biden has been on the forefront of fighting for women's rights. He was the writer, the author for what's the law that Republicans refuse? The Violence Against Women Act. Joe Biden
mm-hmm.
was the master
yeah.
author of that. And
mm-hmm.
Republicans refuse to touch it. You know, they hate
yeah.
women that much. It's a war against women
yep.
with these people. You know?
Yes, it is.
And in 1973, Roe versus Wade was in the Supreme Court and passed into law. And since then, Republicans mm-hmm. has been fighting, and they just got successful in overturning Roe. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, overturning a law is not going to stop women from going in a back room or backdoor alley
oh.
and having abortions. You know,
yeah.
it's not going to stop abortions. And, you know, it's got rid of safe abortions. You know, and
yeah.
Republicans just have their head in the clouds and saying, oh, you know, God said this and the Bible said that. Not everybody's a Christian. Not everybody believes in the Bible. So stop with this utopian crap.
Separation of church and state. That's our Constitution.
Yeah,
I keep on saying the
exactly.
Constitution. We were found on separation of church and state. They don't get that through their
mm-hmm.
fat heads. Oh, and they also
mm-hmm.
haven't passed the Equal Rights Amendment either. Where
no.
women
mm-hmm.
can get equal pay for doing equal work. We still don't have that law.
Nope.
I remember that when I was in high school, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been over 50 years, you know. 50 years
yep.
is quite enough. Women deserve better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
all right, so let's look at the comparison charts. No, go ahead, Laura. Sorry.
I'm just going to say, women in a lot of positions and a lot of places in this country, in their homes, their workplaces, you know, they are the backbone of this country. Women carry a lot of responsibility with their children, their families, their job, you know, the stress of life, and they deserve better. I absolutely deserve better. And child care should be affordable, and it's not. Why child care is not affordable in this country, I don't understand.
Caregivers.
And that needs
for adults, yeah, you take care of your parents when they get old or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Women do all that.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying men don't do it as well, because they do, but normal, you know, women usually wear more hats than men. There's no doubt about that.
Let's do the comparison now between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. So Joe Biden shared a birthday with me, November 20th. He was born in 1942. Mm-hmm. He's now 77 years old. Compared to Trump, June 19th, 1946, Trump is 74 years old. So when people bring up the fact that, oh, Joe Biden is too old, God damn it.
No, I thought he was 70. He's older than me, so he's 77. He just turned 77 today or yesterday.
Yeah. June 19th, Trump turned 74, and Biden is 77 years old, 3-year age difference. And people like the senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, when he runs for re-election, if he wins in 2024, he was 96 years old. Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat in California, she's up there in age. You know, she'd be like, 98? If and when she runs for re-election. She's not going to run for re-election. She's stepped down.
She's 89 right now, right?
She's 89, yes. You know, so, I mean, there's a time and place, you know, and they've served the country well. Same to, like, be gracious and step down. You know, and not you bring age into it, because, you know, once you have vim, vigor, and vitality, you can serve, but it's up to the people to vote you out of office, or you die in office, you know, and the thing is, you know, do you think we should have term limits?
For a presidency?
For everything.
No, my darling, for everything.
Oh.
Eight years is good, because they get hooked into the money thing, you know, lobbying and all that. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Elizabeth Warren wants to bring a bill, especially for the military and Congress, not to be a lobbyist for 10 years after you get out, and a restricting, like the military can't be in, you know, working for Boeing and the different military companies, because it's all a kickback thing. And the prices of military equipment is ridiculous because of that. And we paid for it. So she's got a bill going. Yeah. I don't know how far it'll go. You know, the Republicans, they won't allow it.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing is, with the military contracts, just one organization don't have any competition. So when that happens, if a part costs $10, they'll charge $5,000 for it. Just an example.
Yep, that's right.
You know, back in the 80s and 70s, there was like 10 different companies that the government could choose from. There was competitive bidding. But now when Reagan came in 1981 as president, all that changed. And Lockheed Martin became a sole proprietor for, building what you call it, airplanes and whatever else that the military need.
Yep.
So there's no competition. Mm-hmm. So there is, you know, like a ripping off of American people by you know, charging everything they like, you know, which is wrong.
Yeah.
Taxpayers don't deserve that. Career-wise, Donald Trump was a real estate developer. He got it from his father. He inherited $400 million. So when people say, oh, you know, he started from scratch. No.
No.
He got it from his father, $400 million. You know, he's a businessman, to me, failed businessman, because look how much ventures he went into. How can you bankrupt a goddamn casino? He is a real TV personality with The Apprentice, which is a garbage show. It sucked. It really sucked bad. It was like all stage. There's no reality in that show. Compared to Joe Biden, he was a U.S. senator from 1973 to 2009, vice president under Barack Obama 2009 to 2017. So in terms of experience, like we're saying earlier in the show, you know, in terms of political experience and how to negotiate with people, he's much more inept and versatile in terms of, you know, like compromising. Donald Trump is his way or no way. And, you know, again, Trump show how stupid he is by the rants he makes on social media, his truth social. He doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. So in terms of experience and career development, Joe Biden has it. Donald Trump doesn't.
Of course.
Exactly. And that's part of the inflation problem is monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only three meat processors in our country. Why? Mm-hmm. You know, there used to be a lot of them, and now we don't. And pharmaceuticals, there's only like two or three. Why? They can't even get cancer drugs now. And, you know, why? And then they can charge, all these monopolies can charge what they want. How many car companies we have? Cars cost a fortune, for Christ's sake. And, you know, how can young kids that are going to college, and why is college so expensive anyway? Why are they why does it cost so much?
U of M is raising their tuition. I think 2 or 3%.
You know, because they got the football team and the sports team that they and they get TV time, money, and all that, and they pay their coaches millions of dollars. That's horseshit. It's a college. It is not a sports team event. You know, I know they make money off of their teams, but it's ridiculous. I know I say back in the day, but I used to work at the bank on co-op from high school, making a buck and a half an hour, and I could pay for my community college, and I saved money to buy my first car. Now, the poor kids, the time I got married, I was making a whole $2.50, you know, and I bought the drapes for my house and all that stuff, and my wedding dress. Kids today cannot do that. You know, your dollar isn't worth squat. Everything costs so much. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a better way. And we're turning into, you know, a robber baron state, like back in the 20s, and the railroad guys and the coal guys, and screw everybody else. They had child labor and all that stuff, and people got paid pennies, and we had the Depression. It's going to happen again if things don't change.
Yeah, the 1880s, when the barons were in charge of America.
And that's what's happening now.
Yeah, so next topic.
Okay.
Next topic, Lori.
Okay, we're going to go to health care. Their positions on health care. Donald Trump, get rid of Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. Let insurance be sold across state lines. Premiums should be tax deductible. Allow HSAs for individuals. Block grants to states for Medicaid instead of cost sharing. Joe Biden wants to ensure all under age 21, allow families to buy into SCHIP, cover children and families up to three times. Pardon? Cover families. Yes, SCHIP, yes. Cover children and families up to three times the poverty level. $61,950 for family of four. Create a pool of private plans similar to that for federal workers. That's the difference between their insurance.
Yes. So from Obamacare passed, the Affordable Care Act, Republicans saying, yes, we'll have a health care plan. Just elect us and we'll bring it out. We'll roll it out. They've been saying that since Bob Dole days. You know, and nothing has happened. There's nothing on the table saying, if Republicans come in, this is what we're doing for Medicare, Medicaid, that. What I want to do is gut Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. And Joe Biden wants to strengthen the Affordable Care Act. You know, and the Affordable Care Act helped people in almost every state. Well, yeah, in every state, basically. It depends on if you have a Republican-led legislature and a Republican governor, then a fight against it and vote it. And who suffer? The people. So, again, I'm asking people, why do you vote Republican? When you get sick, it's either you have tons of money and the hospitals can help you and charge you millions, or you just get sick and die quickly. That's a Republican mantra.
Yeah, and we paid into Social Security and Medicare. It comes out of our paycheck from day one, and they want to take it away? It's something we paid into. Take away the Congress's paycheck. They get no benefits. That's the first one that should be cut, Congress. And then we'll see how fast we get insurance, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And Joe Biden, as Joe Biden wanted to create a pool of private plans similar to that of federal workers, that what Lori was talking about there, you know, so the industrialized nations have it. America's the only Western country who don't have comprehensive health care for its people. Because it's just a profit. Is a profit, is for profit business, which it shouldn't be healthcare.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, every country I've ever been to besides ours has basic insurance. You're not going to get a facelift on the government or a boob lift. You get, you're sick, you need an operation or whatever, and even your medicine is paid for by the country. And they're a lot poorer than we are, so what is the excuse except that pharmaceuticals and the insurance companies bought our Congress?
Exactly.
Can we talk 1 second about SCHIP? I don't know if everyone knows what that stands for. It's called the State Children's Health Insurance Program, SCHIP. And what it is that it is... It gives states an opportunity to build on the poverty-related expansions initiated under Medicaid in the late 1980s by expanding coverage to the children with family incomes too high to qualify for Medicaid, using Medicaid, a separate program, or some combination of the two. So that's basically what it is. It's just to help the families with help with medical insurance.
Yeah, and Republicans couldn't care less about if you're sick and die. They just want you vote and you can die afterwards. To hell with you.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly. Yep.
So moving back onto abortion, Donald Trump was once for being pro-life, I mean pro-choice, but now because of where he is in the Republican Party, a bunch of loons, he changed his stance and now favor outlawing abortions except in the cases of rape, incest, and life of the mother. And he supports non-abortion services provided by Planned Parenthood. And the thing about it is that Planned Parenthood, you know, according to Republicans, they said Planned Parenthood, 90% of their organization is just about doing abortions, which is rubbish. It's garbage. You know? And you know, look what's happening in Tennessee. And hello to our friends in Occupy Nashville, our Facebook friends. We're glad that, you know, you're supporting us and, you know, sharing what we're trying to do here on the show on our Facebook community page. You know, look in Tennessee, for example. They passed this bill recently, and the governor signed into law. And even in Oklahoma, it happened where, you know, if a woman is raped, incest, or her life is in danger, there's no exception for abortion. So the baby could die inside the stomach, but yet still a woman with a dead fetus in her has to give give birth for that. You know, she could get septic and die. You know, Republicans don't understand this. You know, a 10-year-old child is raped. You want that 10-year-old child to have a kid but yet still they can't vote, they can't drink, they can't own a gun,
can't drive.
They can't drive. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
what the hell, Republicans? And they want to marry young
yep.
kids, you know, like 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 16-year-old to like 60-odd-year-old men.
That? Yeah.
That's disgusting, Republicans.
It sure is. Can we talk for a second about Planned Parenthood and some of the services
mm-hmm.
that they, you know, that they provide? Well, of course, we know it's abortion services, abortion referral, birth control, emergency contraception, which is the morning after pill. They're trying to ban that
mm-hmm.
as well right now. They're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Primary care,
mm-hmm.
HIV services, transgender hormone therapy, men
mm-hmm.
health services, patient education, pregnancy testing and services, STD testing, treatment, and vaccines. Only, you know, like the Republicans want us to think that, oh, Planned Parenthood, that's all they do. You go in there and they just give you an abortion because you ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
No. The services that they provide are other services as well, and they do counsel you as well. They try to probably maybe talk you out of it or ask you why. I don't know. I've never been
mm-hmm.
to one, but I'm just saying they offer different services, and they offer help for men as well, Republicans, men
mm-hmm.
health services as well.
That you can
mm-hmm.
afford. It's
yes.
way discount or free, you know.
Yes.
Try to get any
exactly.
of that stuff at a regular hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, question, ladies, starting with Lori. When the FBI
mm-hmm.
raided Mar-a-Lago, the phone that he stored tons of boxes with classified information,
uh-huh.
secrets,
mm-hmm.
and some of those files are empty. Do you think he sold them or somebody picked them up? You know, it's in wrong hands, because it was in a bathroom. I call it Pottergate, where he locked it in his
yeah.
bathroom and everything, where everybody had free,
yeah.
free access to it. You know, where are those documents?
That's a scary thought, because who knows what happened to some of those documents. Some of them could have been
mm-hmm.
sold, or he's got them somewhere, you know, to use. Maybe he was thinking he could use them at a later date. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. And I,
Jack
and
Smith
I really
is looking into that particular thing
it's,
right now.
Yes, they are. I mean, it is alarming, because they really don't, I don't think they know, I'm not sure, I don't think they know
mm-hmm.
everything that he has and doesn't have at this point. They
mm-hmm.
have, you know, it's a lot. And you know, McCarthy, when you talked about that bathroom, and we all saw the picture of the bathroom, it's nothing, you know, nothing like a big secret. So we all saw the picture. We all saw the boxes, stacked up on top of each other underneath the chandelier. We saw that crappy curtain over the, you know, over the bathtub or shower or whatever that was, and boxes, you know,
mm-hmm.
behind that. And McCarthy had the nerve, when he was asked about that by a reporter, to say, oh, some door locks. No, you moron. The bathroom door locks from the inside. Not from the outside.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
how stupid.
God. And then you remember when they said Trump flushes all his notes down the toilet and would plug up
imagine.
The toilet in the White House?
Can you imagine the backups he had? Oh, my
yeah.
God. The
they said they had a bunch.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure of it.
Oh,
even
but,
in
know,
his
oh,
business,
no.
he would never do documents
wait.
Or sign anything.
Mm-hmm.
It were all
yeah.
torn up or burnt or flushed.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking about documents, how about that picture
uh-huh.
that's going around online with a photocopy machine in the ballroom where a lot of documents were? You know, what's that about, man?
Yeah, who knows?
He showed them to people
how many
like Kid Rock.
Of those documents for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
I mean,
knows?
he showed documents to Kid Rock, as is reported, and
yes,
other
he
people.
Did.
You know, God knows who else.
And Kid Rock.
You know?
It, well,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and Kid Rock said, I don't think I'm supposed to be looking at this stuff. But he did show him because he is a big shot. You know, Trump is a big shot. Oh, look what I have, like a little kid. Oh, look what I have. Look at this. I have this top secret document. You know, it's mine. It's, you know, it's with my all my memorabilia. Really? Really?
It's not yours, Trump. It belongs to the American people. It's not your property.
Yes.
And all this could have been avoided if 18 months. They give him 18 months. Say, hey, it belongs to the people of America, the presidential archives.
Yep.
Can you give it back? He's like, no. You know, and so they subpoena them and the warrants and everything. And they warn him months ahead, hey, we're going to come there and get those documents. And now, you know, he's like this big martyr, like, oh, my God, the FBI is, like, you know, coming down on me. What about Hillary? What the fuck about Hillary? You investigated the umpteenth time and found nothing. She spent 11 hours, 15 hours in front of a congressional panel. You couldn't get anything on Hillary. You know, what the hell? Enough of the Hillary shit. It didn't work. It backfired. Come on, man. And this Biden crime family shtick that Fox News have and AON and all those right-wing lunatic talk shows, it backfired. People laughing in their face and saying, you guys are stupid. They have zero, zilch on Democrats and Joe Biden and his family. Who's the real crime family?
Yeah.
The Trumps.
Trump.
And their associates.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Trump kids compared to Biden kids.
Yeah.
So the Trump kids.
Yeah, no kidding.
Trump Jr., that idiot one, Eric, and Ivanka, the daddy lover, they're all criminals. They should be in prison.
Yeah.
Compared to Hunter Biden, the illegally obtained a laptop and found some naughty things in there. But it has nothing to do with the state. He didn't break any laws. You know?
No.
You know, yeah, the Biden kids are clean as far as I see it, as far as I'm concerned, compared to the Trump kids, the grown ones. Barron Trump, he's out of politics. He's not involved in politics. So, you know, leave him alone.
Mm-mm.
But Donald Trump Jr.
Well, they ran the business. The business is crooked as hell. And, you know, New York's going to get them. You know, they got Capone. They're going to get the Trumps. It's just wow, because they, you know. All the insurance and bank fraud that they've done, and all the people they screwed left and right, you know?
You're absolutely right, Susie, that, you know, they did get Capone for tax evasion. And if, you know, if this goes awry in Florida, you know, and goes to, and everything else goes awry, the tax thing might get them. I mean, that
now it's
going to
be on top of Florida. That's my dream. He gets Florida, then he gets Georgia, and then he gets January 6th, and he gets New York.
Yay.
100 years in prison.
No, I said 400 years in prison. 400. for breaking the Espionage Act, the Hatch Act. At least 400 years. Depends on how many laws.
That's how come his son-in-law got those billions of dollars from the Arabs, you know? Because he bought secrets. He had secrets on Iran. That's why.
And they probably sold out Jamal Khashoggi.
Oh, and Israel, too, because, you know, remember he was the peace guy? I want to know what, you know, he learned and passed along to the Arabs on Israel.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, going on to the next topic. What's the next one, Laura, in the comparison?
Position on immigration. Trump wanted to build a wall in the Mexican border, triple the number of ICE officers, deport all criminal aliens, defund sanctuary cities, and birthright citizenship, increase prevailing wage for H-1B visas. And then we have Joe Biden, support the path to legalization for undocumented immigrants that includes learning English, paying fines, wants to tough penalties for employers who hire undocumented immigrants, would create a guest worker program. That would be a good idea, mm-hmm. the guest worker program. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was in Florida, you know, but DeSantis, because of his, yeah, the guest program worker program was in Florida, but DeSantis with his stupid law that he signed, you know, stop all that, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, the Dream Act, for example, the Republicans want to get rid of. I mean, you come with your parents when you're 6, 7 years old as a child, and, you know, for whatever reason, you didn't get citizenship yet. They want to deport those kids who are grown adults now, who can contribute to the society, probably bilingual, and go to a place that they don't know. It's their ancestry, but they don't know anybody there. They're not close to any family there. So you want, what you want these Americans to do? They get educated. They bring in tons of money in terms of the economy with the jobs that they provide. Republicans are stupid. All leaders in the Republican Party are stupid. Democrats, on the other hand, want to give them citizenship, which rightly so, because they've been there since 6, 7 years old, and they're educated, bilingual, what have you. So it makes sense.
And they're paying taxes.
Yeah, and they're paying taxes. So it makes sense not to have a brain drain on the economy by sending these people back to their ancestral home where there's no family or close friends or anything and have to start over. You know, that makes no sense. So I think the Democrats will win on this one in the long run.
I just don't understand why they can't come up with a better way. Like when my grandfather came and my husband came, you had a sponsor here and they found you a job and you filled out the papers and you worked and you applied and you got your citizenship. That's the way all the Europeans came. I mean, they couldn't swim across the ocean like they go across the Rio Grande, but there was steps to do this. There should be a regular law, and, you know, they check your background and everything, and you fill out the papers. You have a waiting period. It was 5 years. Then you take your citizenship test and get a card, and you're done. What's so hard about that?
Yeah, well, the thing with COVID, COVID slowed all of that down, and there's this big backlog, you know, and some people who've been in line and waiting, for example, me, you know, that's what's been happening because of this COVID thing, you know,
but
this pandemic.
But
really
cut all the foreign judges, the judges and lawyers to help those people, too. So he gutted the system so they couldn't even get their stuff done.
Yeah, and put them in. The man put in these partisan people who, if you're not white, then you're not right, you know. And if you're black and brown, you go through hell in a system. I'm speaking
that's
from personal experience. It is. It's very ridiculous. The death penalty. Joe Biden supports the death penalty. Donald Trump supports the death penalty and advocates mandatory death sentences for those who kill police officers. So there's no difference between them, really. You know, just one blanket statement, you know, supports the death penalty, Joe Biden. I think, but Trump actively encourages it. You know, he gets off on putting people in electric chair. He's a sadist. You know, because we have DNA testing now, and some people in Texas, for example, who didn't commit the crime, DNA exonerated a lot of them, but some still slipped through the cracks and got executed. And then, until after the fact, they said, oh, yeah, DNA said he didn't do it or she didn't do it. You know, 42 people alone, you know. Yeah, and they're murdered
by the state. That's happened all over the country. I heard other states that have execution that it happened to. And then, you know, you hear these people, they've been in jail for 20 years, and they find out they didn't do anything. You know, and they come out, they're old men or old women, and they didn't
do it.
Yeah, it's
sad.
And there's some of them, there's no recourse for suing the state for improper imprisonment. You know, this pittance settlement, you know. But all that will change because people slowly surely but are supporting anti-death penalty stances because the DNA has a lot to do with it. Political affiliations. So Trump, Before 1987, he was a Democrat. 2001-2009, he was a Democrat. 2011-2012, he was an independent. And also convenience, 2015 to present, he's a Republican. Joe Biden has always been a Democrat, you know, and he's steadfast in his belief, and he didn't, like, jump to a political party at his convenience because the political tide was with that party. And Donald Trump reminds me so much of Kristen Sinema in Arizona, who first she was a Green Party person, then she was a socialist, then she became an independent, and then she became a Democrat to run for the U.S. Senate. She won. And basically she lied to the people about that she's a progressive, and now it's biting her in the ass. And she's so unpopular in Arizona that she had no choice but to leave the Democratic Party and run as an independent now for re-election in 2024 coming up. Ruben Gallego is the man who's going to go for the Democratic nomination, and he's going to get it. And it's going to be an interesting race because who knows, is Masterson, who ran against the astronaut guy, is he running again for Republican nomination? Is Carrie Lake, who is a failed gubernatorial candidate, is she going to run for U.S. Senate nomination? You know, so it's going to be a three-way race. Yeah. But my fear is that Ruben Gallego, you know, he may just win it by the skin of his teeth because it depends on a lot of independent voters and a lot of crossover Republican voters. Yeah, because Kristen Sinema have the backing of a big pharma, big tobacco, big oil. She has the money and everything. You know, so hopefully good sense prevail in Arizona and elect Ruben Gallego, the congressman in 2nd District of Arizona.
I hope so.
He's going to be the Democrat.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Because Kristen Sinema has no integrity. She's a liar, and she said things to get elected. She didn't tell her constituents truth. She's not a progressive Democrat.
No, she's
I want to know who's backing her. Which big corporations are backing her?
Big pharma, big oil, big tobacco, the NRA, you know, the
not
usual
for the
suspects.
People.
No, they're not
for
the people.
She took corporate money and vote against the interests of what people put her there for. You know, so Kristen Sinema, your days are numbered.
You know, David, you mentioned Carrie Lake. She is one scary person, her and Marjorie Toilet Greene. I think they have aspirations, if Trump gets the nomination, of being his running mate. Can you imagine either of them as a running mate? Can you imagine? I mean,
that's a nightmare.
It would be so vile. It would be so vile and sickening to have to listen to those two, because both of them are evil. And what comes out of their mouth are nothing but lies and just wickedness, you know?
And Carrie Lake was a news person, use the word loosely, but she knows how to work the crowd. And people fall for it, hook, line, and sinker.
I do not like her, for sure.
Yeah, another difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. We have just over 20 minutes left. In 2017, the Trump administration enacted tax cuts that lowered the tax rates on corporations from 35% to 20%. You know, and roughly double standard deduction from $6,350 to $12,000 for single taxpayers, and from $12,700 to $24,000 for married filers. You know. So, again, you know, Trump looking after the wealthy and the corporations who will pay taxes. And
oh, they don't even pay that. They got
them
all those loopholes that they use, so they wind up paying nothing, like Amazon paying nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made $40 billion during the Trump administration in 40 years. I mean, in 4 years, $40 billion, you know?
Yep.
By paying no taxes, you know, and it's just disgraceful what Republicans stand for these days.
It's sickening.
And Trump, Biden wanted to charge the oil companies more taxes because they won't lower their prices. They lowered it a teeny bit when he said that, but not enough. so I'm hoping he can do more.
Yeah, because the tax cuts disproportionately benefit people in higher income brackets. You know, tax cuts for companies did not result in more investment and hiring. Instead, the companies used the extra profits to buy back stocks and pay individual dividends, benefiting shareholders. You know,
and CEOs making record money.
You know, and the tax cuts for companies benefited shareholders who could be foreign investors. Limited salt deductions was seen as a move against blue states like California, New Jersey, and New York, which have high state income tax rates. So the key features in the Biden tax plan are 12.4% Social Security tax will kick back in the incomes for people that make above $400,000. Increase the income tax rate for the top bracket from 37% to nearly 40%. Cap the individual itemized deductions at 28%. Raise the corporate rate from 21% to 28%. So in taxes, the corporations, those who pay, is 21% now. Joe Biden will raise it to 28%. And that will help the economy, boost the economy in terms of infrastructure and other things. A 15% alternative minimum wage tax on corporate book income of $100 million and higher. That's a good thing by Joe Biden that he wants to implement. And increase the child and dependent tax credit from $3,000, which is currently at, to $8,000. $16,000 more than if the person have one dependent. You know, so Joe Biden is progressive. He believes in progressive taxes where everybody paid a fair share and everything. But Trump and Republicans just want to cut taxes more and more. In the 4 years he's been in there, it was something like, what, $2 billion in tax cuts. And what these companies do is go overseas and outsource the jobs.
Exactly.
You know,
I was going to say that. Plus the loopholes.
And
so they're not paying anything. Yeah,
and have shell
and that
companies
should be illegal.
And have shell companies that don't pay any taxes, and have the bank accounts in Cayman, in Switzerland, in wherever, in Panama. You know, the Panama Papers came out a couple of years back. That's why one of the reasons Julian Assange is in problems. You know, he broke that story. You know, so the Republicans are for the rich. And to hell with everybody else. Democrats want it to be an even playing field. And that's why we're urging people who listen to vote straight blue Democratic, because if you're not making $400,000 or more, Republicans and Trump don't give a shit about you. Do you understand that?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know what the first step has to be? That the Supreme Court reverses their opinion that corporations are people too and can contribute to campaigns all they want. That's what started the bottom spiral. They're bought and paid for by the corporations, and it isn't going to change until they cannot take money from them when they run for office. That's the thing.
Exactly.
It should be a limit. Like it used to be, $2,500 a year to a politician. That was it that a corporation could do in the 70s. So now what? Now they can give millions and millions.
And we need an ethics committee to monitor what justices do on the Supreme Court. Because look what's happening with Clarence Thomas and Gorsuch and a couple of them, where they take these gifts, these lavish gifts. Yeah, imagine if like a left-leaning Supreme Court justice did that. They'd be expelled. They'd be kicked out.
They'd
be forced out of
office. Federal judge. A lower judge. They got regulations. They can't do that.
Nope.
You know, federal judge, district court judge, they're not allowed. They have real strict rules.
Yeah, they need watchdogs. They really do.
Definitely.
They need the same regulations that all judges have.
Well, you know, I mean, they've proved it. You know, look at Clarence Thomas. It's awful. You know, the millions of dollars of freebies that he received and never claimed
any of it.
And
his wife. being too political and contributing.
Exactly. You know, so the whole thing is the Supreme Court is not a Supreme
it's a joke
court,
anymore,
so to speak. you know, so to speak. One last thing, let's just talk about regulation for a moment, because I think regulation kind of is very important. So regulation, as a Republican, Trump favors less regulation in order to be more business friendly. As an example, the Trump administration rolled back an Obama administration rule that required automotive fuel economy standards to grow by 5% per year from 2021 to 2026. In March 2020, the Trump administration lowered this requirement to 1.5% under the SAFE rule, they called it. Critics are concerned that this will lead to more pollution and carbon emissions, hurting the environment and causing pollution-related deaths. Supporters say relaxing the regulatory requirements will lower costs for new cars, which will take more older clunkers off the market. Even with less aggressive improvement requirements, new cars are safer and cause fewer emissions than the old cars they would replace. So that's the Republican stance on it.
Plus, they roll back regulations on banks. They roll back regulations on emissions, like you said, and the railroads.
Yep.
Their railroad tracks are falling apart, and so are the trains. And how many? They had like 300 rail derailments in a few months.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a bridge that fell apart? Was it in Pennsylvania? A bridge just a few days ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was – it happened in Detroit, too, I remember, when a gasoline truck blew up underneath the road.
Yeah.
They can't do anything about that, you know.
Yeah.
It happens. But that's
and
not because the road was bad. It was just bad luck.
The last thing, David, do you want to talk about the minimum wage?
Yes. I want to say that. You know, how about this for an idea? No corporation or company should get a tax cut, which has any employee on public assistance. If they don't pay their employees a living wage, then they shouldn't get a tax cut. I'm for that.
Absolutely. I agree with you. That would be great. Because that's
what a
lot of these companies do. Yeah,
look at Walmart, for example. A lot of their workers are fighting tooth and nail to pay rent, to buy medicine, to send kids to school and everything, get food stamps. Walmart workers getting food stamps. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's disgraceful. You know?
Yeah, it is. They shouldn't. They shouldn't work and have to be on food stamps. It's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It isn't right.
Exactly.
And Walmart is not voting for money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the same for a lot of the food chains, you know, Burger King and all those fast food stores, same thing. The big, it's because they can. And then they turn around and say, oh, you got to work in order to get food stamps. Yeah, you're working, and you shouldn't have to be on food stamps if you got paid enough, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So for the minimum
wage, how about this, though? The unprecedented capitalism, Jeff Bezos buying his $500 million, 460-foot super yacht with a helipad landing, after workers that work at Amazon working overtime, denied workers at Amazon the right to negotiate for better wages, benefiting and working conditions. By forming a union. You know, this is corporate greed at its ugliest. People literally die working for Amazon. They need representation. Mm-hmm. Unions are coming back strong as ever. And in this day and age when right-wingers and corporations want to pay anything they think the person deserves, you know, therefore abolishing the minimum wage, for example.
Yeah.
You know? That's wrong.
The minimum wage is $7 and what, 95 cents? What's that?
No,
what do $7.25. You do with that? That barely buys. You can buy a gallon of gas and have some change. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's horseshit.
Yep.
Props to Jimmy Pritzker. He's the governor of Illinois. He recently signed into law. Illinois becomes the first state to outlaw book bans. So, you know, congrats to Governor Pritzker for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Florida could learn a lot from him. He's the opposite of who Ron DeSantis is. Well, go ahead, Lori.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, read this last thing about the minimum wage. Biden has proposed increasing the minimum wage to $15 per hour nationwide. Trump has opposed this, saying states should set the minimum wage. He did say that the current federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour is too low, but opposes any regulation raising it.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has also, on a different occasion, claimed that wages in America are too high. In fact, Trump has flip-flopped on the issue several times, making it hard to discern his true position, if indeed there is one. So that's very true. You know, it depends on who he's talking to and what day of the week or what kind of mood he's probably in. You know, if he's mad, you know, at somebody, then, they don't deserve a raise. You know, they make too much money. You know, he doesn't have any stance on anything. He's a flip-flopper.
Did you see on the news about UPS that if they don't get their pay raise and some things, they're going to go on strike August 1st or 30th?
Yeah.
So they did put some air condition in some of their trucks. You know how hot it is in Texas right now? 110, 120, and in a brown box.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much that is in traffic?
No.
And they didn't have air condition.
No, I know. I heard about that. That is awful. That's like slave labor. And I don't care how much money they make an hour, because they should be paid more than that and given air conditioning. Okay?
It's the very least.
Yeah. Oh, and in Texas recently, I think yesterday.
Wait.
In Texas, can I make this point? In Texas yesterday, Greg Abbott put in this law where he said that you just only have a 10-minute break to drink water in that heat. And he took that away. He took that away from workers. You know, the construction workers in Texas. Yeah. It was in this article I read today. No, I wish I was kidding, but, you know.
In 120 heat.
Yes.
These
Republicans are insane. Yeah, these Republicans
are disgusting. I want to see him in his wheelchair sitting on a deck of a house pounding nails and say, you can only drink once every hour for 5 minutes? Give me a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They don't even get that much.
That's against OSHA. So how can he override that? Because they can't.
Well,
how does DeSantis do what he does? How does DeSantis do what he does? Because they can. They have the power in their
state.
Well,
they do it, and nobody holds them accountable.
Exactly.
But I want to see him in prison for 400 years. Gotta go.
So do I. Yeah, me too.
I'll let you guys go.
Yeah.
You're wrapping it up now, so have a good night.
Yes, ma'am. Susan, Michigan calling, and we hear that Elaine, a regular call and regular listener, not feeling well tonight. So get well, get better, and hopefully next week we'll hear from you. And I want to remind the people again, soon and very soon, we'll have Ronalda Tomei-Warito. She is running for District 2 in Albuquerque Public School for school board, and she's a good woman. You know, we'll have to support her. And here in New Mexico, school board is nonpartisan, but she's a good person. She'll have a head on her shoulders. And if you want to donate to her campaign, it's https secure.atblue.com/donate/Ronalda. Ronalda is spelled R-O-N-A-L-D-A dash the number 4 dash APS dash school dash board dash 1. So her name again, look her up. She's on Facebook, Ronalda Tome Warito, T-O-M-E hyphen W-A-R. ITO, Ronalda Tome Warito. She is Native American, and she's a strong candidate, and she deserves everything coming to her in terms of, you know, running in an election and winning, because she's done a lot of good things for children with disabilities and special needs. And, you know, she know what it takes to be a good school board member. So give her the support and everything. Check her out on Facebook. Send money to her. Make calls for her in phone banking, you know, because Republicans across the board want to, like, ban books and take certain books out of the school, stop teaching sex education. Like, if that happens, then, you know, kids at a certain age not really experiment with sex. They're going to experiment anyway, so why not teach them the safe, correct way, you know? Absolutely. Sex education is important. Exactly. So I want to thank everybody again. We're going to be here again tomorrow night, same time, same place, 7:30 p.m. on the West Coast and 9:30 p.m. on the East Coast for another edition of Kitchen Politics 123. Until next time, same place. This is David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. This is Laurie Pickup from Michigan. Everyone have a good evening, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you. Bye now. Thank you.